그거 맞는 거고, 더 사는 거는 그것도 사실 뭐, 이제 세워서 나오는 소년을 쓴 것이고, 흥행을 위해서 당연히 쓴 것이 있지, 가리스가. 근데 단단한 거는, 그게 있어서 뭐, 못하실 수 있습니다. 아, 정답?
This lesson, or the participant in this teaching with the right motivation of trying to make it to the Buddhahood as soon as possible for the sake of helping all beings. And we've gathered here to talk about Dharma, which we're going to talk about Buddha. Buddha means established tenets or the Buddhist school of thoughts.
딱 좋다 세워서 가고 세워서 KB 원본은 소소소소 우리는 똑같습니다. 이 소소 일로 있는 거 전대되지 일로 오는 거 자 걔는 거 기내지가 못 좋다 세워서
So what is Dukkha? Dukkha is a position a person holds about issues critiqued, discussed by Kyaba Ungbunen's greater established masters. So a position that you hold, your viewpoint is called dukkha. So, Dukkha can be presented in terms of philosophy, secondly, in terms of Jopa, means a lifestyle or conduct. So, Dukkha is established in terms of contact in this way. So, a tenet holder who holds a tenet in terms of what conduct is a person who believes, or I should say, a person who subscribes to the four seals, a person who subscribes to the four seals based on their acceptance of Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha as refuge. The four seals, Tawakata Chakishi, the four seals of view. Tawakata means four seals about the right view. So who is a proponent of a Buddhist? Who is a proponent of a Buddhist system? A proponent of a Buddhist system is an individual who doesn't take refuge, who doesn't subscribe to any other refuge apart from Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So he or she is Nampir Buddhamala, proponent of Buddhist tenets system. So So what differentiates between Buddhist and a non-Buddhist tenet system? What differentiates is the position about emptiness, the position that Chöpamje, the position that all phenomena are empty and selfless.
你就是刚刚说的这些，但是你这些东西到吧，那是啊，这些东西就是这些东西，这些东西都是大的，没有什么情况是，包括这些东西也是。那么他前面这个发生，你修到的情况，中间的，那么这个就都是大的，是吧？这种情况。So
what are the four scenes you have heard from some of you have heard many times? The first scene is called Vijayapanchamidapa. All compounded phenomena are impermanent. All things, again, all compounded phenomena are impermanent. Second is Sacchitpanchabhuno. All afflicted phenomena are suffering or misery. Third, all phenomena of Dongxi, Dharma, are emptiness and sadness. Are empty and selfless. Third, Yangin and Shiva, and the state beyond suffering is peace. In other words, Nirvana is peace. So these are the key. Well, anyway, these are called the four seeds of the view.
Mm-hmm.
所以，what do non-Buddhist schools believe? They believe in an outer being. They believe in an outer being created, which is said to be Dakwa, which they believe said to be Dakwa, permanent. Rangzhu means self-risen. Yeah, all of them believe the outer being out there, the creator, is permanent by nature and self-risen.
可是你大把人就是说你还可以从一件的东西我们也大把人啊你拆卸了嘛对不对结果吧可是你先进了嘛对不对往往是因为他根据什么你口罩什么就看你我们是他你其实啊直接就根本不看你那个都
是 So the theistic view The theistic view about creator God is, creator force is a being which is permanent in that it doesn't change moment to moment. It is self-risen without depending on a prior cause to produce it.And it is independent, Rang Wang means independent, in that it doesn't depend on parts, it is partless.
他天开始你一个不可以你其实等着了你有没有这个先进行为你等着你我是哪没有整个时间什么等着人的项目不在我们的开始你哪没有整个时间什么大家可以听我们的。
So, Buddhists discuss the position held by non-Buddhists and critique their position not in a negative way, but Buddhists offer how positions held by theistic believers cannot be tenable philosophically. So, there are a lot of criticisms.
你看什么呢？麻烦的节目，就是人家很多条件，什么呢？ 그래서 깨주 리더십 하고 깨주 지키는 대전에 가서 뭐 까먹어야 되니 바꿔가지고 전주나 전화하는 것이 고가 뭔가 해도 대전에 그대로 하는 것이 비교적 많이 되어
So, while Buddhist proponents and the non-Buddhist proponents have discussed the issues, but we need to have a sense of reverence, and we need to hold such creator God in esteem, high esteem, because there are a lot of people in the world who are following a system of faith or spirituality benefit a lot.
因此呢，根据这些大部分的这个根据这些人啊，人啊，工作的根据这些人啊，以及这些，我们第一关的时候，那时候我感觉，嗯，年纪全过了，什么年纪，这些人啊，什么什么问题，他们碰到的，这些我们没有。So
we say we need to hold all religious traditions who believe in a God out there, and their God, that we need to hold them in esteem, high esteem, because that the believers follow the teaching of the tradition really, genuinely, and as a result, they practice patience, they practice compassion, they practice love. So practicing patience, love, compassion in this life, they receive tangible benefits. And indirectly, you know, it is in line with what Buddhists talk about, practice of compassion, love, will really help them you know, in the future and many other lifetimes. Therefore, they receive tangible benefits. For example, when people living in certain country, when they follow the rule of law and constitutional, you know, framework, then when everybody acts within the rule of law, no one acts above the law, no one is above law, and no one, everybody, all the major institutions operate within the framework of constitution. Such adherence to the rule of law, such adherence to the constitutional principles promote social cohesion, social harmony, so everybody benefits. In the same way, believers in God, outer God, a creator God, by believing and following, adhering to the teaching believed to be given by God, you know, then receives tangible benefit, as I've just mentioned, and therefore they are worthy of our admiration and respect.
那当然，当然，就按可以，我们来谈一个，我们，嗯，可以，可以，从他这个谈，谈话就，等于我们，当你过来，嗯，有这个，就是你不做，那就是男子第一个，那样的是，就是他第一个，你，就等于这个，我们到他也不行，对面嘛，就嘛，对方，你，他话他也是，就，别考虑。So
if one's aim is to be free from kovataka, means from the entirety of samsara or mundane existence, then there's no way apart from investigating and knowing about cause and effect aspects of samsara, that means cause and effect aspects, functions of one's grasping at self of a person, Self here refers to self-existence of a person as an entity. Unless we know how that operates at a causal level and at a resulting level, then one's keenest wish to be free from samsara will remain unfulfilled. So, Buddhists critique the position of the non-Buddhists. A creator God is all that there is, then we don't need to talk of, we don't need the dichotomy of Deva and Dukkha, Sukha and Dukkha. You know, Sukha means happiness, Dukkha means suffering. We don't need the dichotomy of Sukha and Dukkha. If God is, if everything is created by God, then there needn't be Dukkha aspect. God, all loving God, there's no reason for God to create suffering. There's no reason for God to create the negative emotion or disturbing thoughts, which is believed to be the cause of suffering. So there can only be nothing, there can only be happiness, joy. So the dichotomy collapses.
你可是有那根据可能你事情也不你啊他有那个菩萨给他那个电话用的你尽管经营了那菩萨给那个菩萨用的那可能你他在哪里电话几把找不着你这个全部没交易你给他提供交易。If
it is argued that for you, for an individual to be, for individual to lead happiness by believing in God, by indication, if you don't believe in God, you will suffer. So non-believers will suffer. If that were the case, then the creator God, which is believed to be all omnipotent, omniscient, all compassionate, ceases to be all compassionate. A compassionate person doesn't distinguish whether they believe in somebody or not. Whether others believe or not believe, they just reach out equally to all. So if non-believers don't get anything through their disbelief in God, then that God, the power of the compassion of that God remains questionable.
因为天前嘛，可能根据的因为八卦五行的先给看一下命嘛，因为根据得了，你可是你，你说既然你电话系统你挂上，既然电话系统你挂满了，你也嘛，你工作你根据得了，你挂满了，你找根据八卦五行系统的系统通嘛，是。
If God is believed, if the creator, the external being, the creator is said, believed to be, if the creator is permanent and self-risen, or one and self-risen, that position also becomes untenable, because God would only reach out to those who believe in those in him or her, and God will, according to the position, God or the non-believers will not receive anything. So it is as if God has two parts, a part of giving joy and happiness to the believers, and a part of living in the lurch, or even causing suffering to the non-believers. So the God has two parts. Because God has two parts, how can God be permanent Self-reason unitary force. Self-reason unitary force. Because God has two parts. A part that gives joy and a part that doesn't help in bringing joy.
根据他的那个，他们工作嘛，是在我这边的，把他们没，你事先工作也去去考虑，你在我这边的话，稍微学一点，你根据他的话也比较，没不考虑，这样根据我们的话嘛，那，那你把也比较的没不考虑，也就通了嘛。So,
if it is the case. That if you believe in God now, you have you receive the benefit. However, if you don't believe in God, you don't receive. Later on, if you come to believe God, then you can receive and the reward of belief in God. Again, there is two parts. So if God had omnipresent power to give joy to the believers, or to all beings, to all its creatures, then God is would be believed to have existed time beginningless. But what haven't we experienced happiness and joy at all times throughout beginningless time? So if external being, the creator, is around Jikua means unitary and therefore independent. So is God really independent or unitary? Would you consider God's would you consider the limbs of a God, God? Would you consider the head of the God, God? And if you say, yes, God, these are gods, then God is not a unitary. God has many parts. So, I have just described to you criticism or the critique offered by ancient Buddhist masters to the position which believes in an external God, and I have just described, and it is a my description is in no way a blatant put down of God and the faith system. I'm here only describing what has been critiqued in the past for one to sort out. So, now what about a Buddhist God? In any way, we don't believe in such a term as God. God in the sense of an all-powerful creator. Buddhism doesn't believe in such a thing. Buddhism believes in the process of evolution, a spiritual evolution, just as they talk about the science evolution. Buddhism talks about spiritual evolution. So if you take Shakyamuni Buddha as an example, well, what is he God? Is God in the sense of a guide? but the creator is not the creator. So Buddhism says Shakyamuni Buddha was an ordinary being like us, deluded, karma bound through past consequences, and but evolved through practice.
根据研究，你早上你根据研究，你说当年的白结果怎么？根据可能原因，你开始你刚来才有他，你得过这趟，我肯定是你要是你到得过这趟，你再，听说是那什么，当年你所说没做错的，你根据说明。So
how does Buddhist Kunchho Mensah Jewel, three jewels, for example, what how does Buddha and therefore Dharma and Sangha help? Buddha, as the Buddha helps, a way of sharing the knowledge, sharing the technique, which Buddha or Buddhas themselves have found helpful in doing away with suffering, causes of suffering, and in gathering causes of suffering and result. In gathering causes of happiness and resulting happiness. So Buddhists, three jewels, or if you like God, have a way of sharing the path, and then we have to walk the path. It is left to the individual people to do the work.
根据原理，能讲的早看见的是哪里？有话说，讲你满足原理，不做道理，就帮助人。但这个问题，你就讲有理吧？不做道理，讲你感觉到真正他的，就是一个这些。So,
what path has Buddha shared? Buddha has shared his knowledge, or Buddha has Buddhas, I should say. Buddhas have shared their knowledge. But let's talk about historical Buddha. Historical Buddha, a main Buddha. The Buddha has shared his knowledge by saying, all our sufferings ensue from Gangzhagi Dazhen, grasping or believing in self of a person. That is, self-existent. Person as a self-existent phenomenon. And Buddha said, that is a basic fundamental misconception. And then he said, the way out of suffering is to do away with, to free the mind of such a conception. For that, you need to develop, Gangzhagi Dazhen, means you need to develop the knowledge that a person is empty of self-existence.
对，就他工作里面些，他就是他是那种主要说是原因，是没有什么原因，通过来报告，他因为长，他因为长，因为管理，大的比较方面些，他看见原来的，不知道怎么的，大量到他这里去调查的意思。So
the issue of Gangzhagi Dazhen, the issue of selflessness of person, okay? The issue of selflessness of person is central to Buddhist philosophy, okay, Buddhist ontology or, you know, philosophy. And being central issue, the four Buddhist schools have come up with their interpretation, their slant, their take on what selflessness of person is. And each school offers its own slant, its own take. But in when we take a holistic view, then the view of selflessness of the lower schools is initially helpful, but only to be used as a stepping stone and to be discarded, only to move to the higher principle. And Anyway, the view of selflessness person held by Umat Tengyurwa, which is Prasangika Madhyamika, is said to be the highest one.
嗯，这一点咱们都做，咱们长不短了，或者现在，等别个你得下了，他给的工资，你挣到多少，能把它挣到多少，继续嘛，这种，但是你上不去就当你上六了，你得吃个什么钱不要嘛，做大别的。In
order to finally establish selfless subtle position of selflessness, Buddha taught the notion of selflessness held by various Buddhist tenet systems. And Buddha had to teach grosser level of selflessness in the beginning to people when they're exposed to emptiness for the first time, then refine that a little bit and keep refining until Buddha finally revealed the final view of selflessness. So that's why Buddha had that's why four schools came up. The four schools, there is no difference in the position held by four schools concerning love, compassion, and patience, etc. It all boils down to selflessness.
嗯，这些我，反正这些各种方面，嗯，不同的这些，因为太强了，因为这个，我这没法到这个，我到那个，因为没出息了，我就败了，那种就是不去。When
people are not ready, and yet they are taught a final view of selflessness, it simply becomes inconceivable for them, and they, a revelation of the final view of selflessness only makes them develop that nothing at all exists, nothing exists at all, that I do not exist at all, and then they fall in, they think nothing exists, and therefore they fall into nihilism, and nihilism, believe in the nihilism, then becomes a guiding principle of their action. Therefore, they will do anything because they think nothing exists. Who cares? And that is therefore very dangerous. To avoid that, Buddha had to teach grosser level of selflessness.
那咱俩刚不在，那个就是那个啥，大瓜嘛，金瓜嘛，恰西的那个嘛，那个那个土塔，他就用肯定，反正就是那个啥，那个是送过来的，肯定是土塔，他就用肯定，反正就是那个啥，那个是送过来的，肯定是土塔，他就用肯定，反正就是那个啥，那个是送过来的，肯定是土塔，他就用肯定，反正就是那个啥，那个是送过来的，肯定是土塔，他就用肯定，反正就是那个啥，那个是送过来的，肯定是土塔，他就用肯定，反正就是那个啥，那个是送过来的，肯定是土塔，他就用肯定，反正就是那个啥，那个是送过来的，肯定是土塔，他就用肯定，反正就是那个啥，那个是送过来的，肯定是土塔，他就用肯定，反正就是那个啥，那个是送过来的，肯定是土塔，他就用肯定，反正就是那个啥，那个是送过来的，肯定是土塔，他就用肯定
the first version of Russia's level of selflessness. That number one is people on the initial karma. Literal translation says, to people on the initial karma, Buddha said, okay, person is not permanent, person is not limitary, person is not partless. Okay, and therefore ruling out, negating the position of the one who is. And then, okay, however, person is impermanent, person is impermanent, person has past, person is, person is produced, and person disintegrates. So, This is the view held by the first proponent of the Buddhist school, whose name is Vipassika. Vipassika. You know Vipassika?
No.
Vipassika. V-A-I-B-H-A-S-H-I-K-A. Vipassika. So after having redeemed the first, what a person is like, and person, you know, people have formed some understanding of a person to be, you know, momentarily disintegrating, not permanent, and dependent on parts. Then persons Buddha revealed a second level of selflessness of person, that is, person is empty of self-sufficient, substantially established entity. So again, person is empty of self-sufficient, substantially established entity. Person is empty of self-sufficient, substantially established entity. And that that is at the moment okay. So such people believe that the relationship between what a person is and what his or her aggregates are is the person is the aggregates are the load, the aggregates are the bag, rucksack or the aggregates are the load, the person is someone who carries it. So when you consider the aggregates to be the load, and the person who carries the aggregate, the idea is the person is apart from the aggregates. So, that therefore, as Buddha taught, emptiness of self-sufficient, substantially existent person, to the second Buddhist tenet, project. And the second Buddhist tenet holders are Sutra system, Gandhava, or Sotantrika. The Buddha taught emptiness of self-sufficient, substantially existing person to the follower, to the proponents of Sutra system, or Sotantrika, S-A-U, T-R-A-N, so T-R-A-N, is it wrong? Say that again, S-A-N, S-A-U, sorry, S-A-U, okay, so Tantrika, okay, S-A-S-A-U, T-A-N, then T-R-I-K-A, so Tantrika. So when Buddha taught emptiness of self-sufficient, substantially existing person then it leads to a raft of a discussion about what the person is. If the person doesn't exist in a substantial existent way, where is the person? And therefore, Indian Buddhist scholars, they discuss a great deal about the person. However, such a thing as a person has to be established for everyone. If you don't establish what a person is, then who experiences joy, happiness? Who experiences suffering, you know, karma, and suffering? And who gathers karma? Who performs karma? Somebody has to do it, and it is the person. And what is this person like? If this person is not sufficiently existent, substantially established, then what is this person like? And it led to a raft of discussion.
Let's bring home
this position of emptiness of self-sufficient, substantially existent person. Although we don't believe that person is permanent, but we do believe, although we do not believe the person is permanent, we believe that person has, we as a person, has come along throughout beginningless time. So again, we have had some kind of seamless existence in the past, leading to or throwing the suggestion that we are somewhat permanent. So we have this idea of person as the driver, and our body and mind, the aggregate, as the vehicle. And then there's a concrete demarcation of aggregate and a person. And saying that the aggregate and not person, person exists independent, self-sufficiently established. And when Buddha said, there's no such thing as, there's no such a person, then, you know, it hits hard. And therefore, there's the difficulty of positive establishing what a person is. Among the proponents of Sutra system or Swatantrika, they developed a position which says person is the mere collection, mere assemblage, mere collection of aggregates. And another sub-school of Swatantrika says, person is not that. Person is the continuum of the aggregates. The continuum of the aggregate is what a person is.
So
what is a person? A person, according to some Buddhist tenets, according to person, According to some proponents of a Buddhist school of thought, said, person is the mind itself. Sorry, the person is what it calls Gunchi. Okay, are you with me? Are you following us? The person is Gunchi Nambashiva, foundation consciousness. Alavijana, foundation consciousness. And foundation consciousness continuously exists across lifetimes. It exists when you pass asleep, it exists after you die. And therefore, they said foundation is the person is not just mere connection, it's not a continuum of aggregate. Person is what is called the foundation consciousness. So they came up with an idea of consciousness called the foundation consciousness. They believe in eight types of consciousness apart from the usual six. So this leads to the next step, and that is, what is a person? A person is not what appears to. A person is not the appearance of person to Dokpa, means to the conceptual mind. Person is not the appearance. Person is not person's appearance to Dokpa, means to the conceptual thought or the conceptual mind. So, it says Rajun Dokpa Shenshi Rangi Tsinyi Mokoro wa?
Rangi Tsinyi Choso na?
No.
Ni Dashi Senge Gyo ni Dokpa Shio wa?
Lale ya.
Te Mashi Konya ni Dashi Kama Yeye Ma Shio wa? Te Mewa Ni Da Dashi Senge Gyo Dokpa De Shio Yeye Ni Dashi De Choko wa? Ni Da Dashi Senge Gyo Rangi Tsinyi Dokpa Shio Yeye Rangi Tsinyi Choyo wa? Dashi Choyo Yeye Na?
So now, please, what subtle, and I'll try my best. According to the mind only school, the hair school, for example, there's a person called Tashi, okay? They say, they say there is no. They say there is no tashi. There is no tashi apart from. There is no tashi apart from what is conceived of. but a conceptual mind. I said again, there is no tashi apart from what the conceptual mind has constructed. What the conceptual mind has constructed. If tashi existed, by way of his or her natural characteristics, then tashi wouldn't have depended. Tashi wouldn't have depended on conceptual mind to say tashi. So the Tibetan word says, okay. I will do a literal translation of this hard thing. Ranzin tope shenshi. Shenshi means the object of the conceived object. The conceived object of the conceptual mind. Okay? Do you understand? The conceived, shenshi means conceived object of the conceptual mind lacks characteristic existence. Characteristic existence. Why? Because the object needs naming. The object needs naming or construct of the mind, which is almost coming on to the high school of thought, which says nothing exists, everything is named. So, so this is the position of the head school, and that is the mind on the school. So all these three schools, everybody please, all these three schools believe that person is truly the Dhammadrupa. Person is truly existent. The person exists truly in this body. Yeah. From the front?
From the own side.
Yeah, from its own side. So then the next school, which is Madhyamika school, says Madhyamika, MADHYAMIK, Madhyamika. Okay, this school says, this the Madhyamika school makes a blanket statement, and that is, person doesn't exist truly. And the Vishnu at the end, so this school makes a blanket statement that all phenomena do not truly exist. Please, I'm laying stress on the word truly in a loud way. But then within this, interpretation is developed as to what that means.
Yeah. 你是直播，你做这个你去给要求嘛？那个他困难点呢，去给要求嘛？就困难什么？
怎么去的？不知道。
So there are two Madhyamika schools. The first is called autonomous Madhyamika school of Umar Rangiwa, Sabha Tanjikram. They say, yes, things do exist truly for two reasons. Things exist due to twin factors. Partly they exist from the outside. Partly they are labeled. Partly they are labeled. And So there's the twin factor. If a phenomenon existed purely from its object's own side, it would be truly existent. If phenomena are only purely concept of mind, if a phenomena are purely concept of mind, then you can't put it what a person is. You can't put it anything. So you need to. You need twin factor, merge of twin factors. So the next school above that says, the next school is Prasangika school. Prasangika, Prasangika. Prasangika. Okay, Prasangika or Thangkyurpa, consequentialist Madhyamika. This school says nothing. No phenomenon exists objectively. Everything is pure concept of mind. Nothing has any objective reality. Okay, let's
see. 내년 대화를 해봐. 우리 수준은 보통은 우리 지역 무슨 내년지라서 내년에 더 좋다. 그것은 공적의 면에 맞대. 우리 세계 노고가 많으시. 아마 참모입니다.
So this position, which says nothing exists objectively, the object of objectively, optics on side, everything is a pure concept of mind. It doesn't mean everything's mind, as mind on the school says. Everything's a concept of mind. And this has become extremely difficult to conceive of. So much so that great intimate Buddhist logicians, like Bhikkhunag, Choklam Bhikkhunag, and Dhammakirti, Chöda Dhammakirti, and even a Madhyamika philosopher, Baba, Viveka, V-I-V-E-K-A, even Baba Viveka couldn't accept such a thing.
Mm-hmm. 一年了，你说我是一个英语老师，也是日语老师，第一你是一定，你是我做了那么多东西，你肯定你是在这个语言学了，很多东西要掌握的。
And here we are saying these great English masters had difficulty, you know, negotiating and therefore embracing this idea, so they just believed that. And yet we are saying, no, we believe in this. We are talking about the high school of thought's position, and we are able to do that not because of our own skills, but because of the hard work done by great masters like Jampun Lama Thongpa, and due to the kindness of our own root gurus, their exposure of us to to such teaching that we have something to talk about. Apart from talking about, it's really hard to have a clear picture of the position of the highest school, which is nothing exists independently. Everything is a pure construct of mind.
那本身他们这个弄弄了，他这个工作这边的话，某些方面，有些这个业主这边当面说，太多嘛，劳动者都我嘛，可能呢，他们在他们他这边到了，还是你搞教育吧，他们听到说，他们就年轻的送养的，第二年就工作就到他们来就接我们。
So, in our case, we might even have a difficulty.Understanding the notion of person held by the second part, the second tenet, which is a sort of a system. And yet, you know, we're trying to make quantum leap, reaching up to the position of person expressed by the high school.Is it wrong? Of course not. Although we will not have that understanding, exposure will leave indelible imprints. So, as I've said, if we meant business in terms of, eradicating and being free from all kinds of suffering that happens, that recur in all lifetimes, we cannot do that unless we have understanding of selflessness of person, emptiness of self-existence, absence of self-existence of a person, and the kind of absence or emptiness of self-existence of person propounded or described by Umar Kenduba, by Sankhya Madhyamika. So we have no option but to try our best. Nice. So we will stop here and reflect. Do you have any questions?
I still have a question. I asked it last year but didn't really understand the Chittamatra school, the Mind-only school, how they view, like they view animate and inanimate objects as just a projection of their own mind.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Like, I mean, how can something that also has a consciousness and experiences phenomena, for example, just be a projection of my own mind?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this doesn't make sense.
Geshe-la, I think that the mind-mind condition is a very condition inside, and similarly, I think that신의 운명을 탐지하라와 신의 운명을 탐지 소대의 소매기 인가를 rāngi sīngi tāñi tāmi tsū, chīrī tōnda mōtū sīrwa, rāngi sīngi tāñi rīsā bā rē sīrwa, tāna chī pāni chāshā wāna, chī mōgō kī rāngi sīngi tāñi yīmī yīmī yīnchū wā sīrwa, tā kānsā pāna, ngē tūnu yūpa kānsā chī rā wā, ngē tūnu yūpa kānsā chī, kō rāngi sīngi tīngi kānsā chī, ngē sīngi, ngē sīngi pāshā wā tūpa sīrwa, tī kānsā shūrīti ngē tī, Kawajit dhūsir wa, kora kora semi wa kaksa chiki, dhūnyi nyongin, yawai dhidu nyongin. Kora dhidu nyongi di, kora nyal dhan sabo wa res, yena kora dhidu nyongi di, dhidu nyongi di ne semi, semi dhani dhamu yena rawa, kora ne semi dhidu dhub, semi dhani dhamu dhub, yena dhidu di kora sa, yini kentra shirito nusum.
And also then that person viewing the Buddha, like somebody, you know, like the Buddha himself, a completely enlightened being, is the Buddha then also just a projection?
Buddha, that person?
Well, because if whatever kind of phenomena that, say, in the mind only school, they see it as their own
projection.
Yeah, so that's another sentient being,
yeah,
or a
yeah,
mountain,
yeah,
or a river, whatever,
yeah.
And then what about the Buddha as well? So if they see the Buddha,
yeah,
is the Buddha also just a projection
of their mind?
Yeah.
Given choice of any, but as a good Sankhya Diyan, and each of the concept is said that I need to embrace the world, yes? So, do you get it? So, the Chittamadhi school says, when a person appears to you, a person appears to you due to two things. Due to your mind, due to the predisposition, due to the awakening of predisposition of your mind, as well as the person appears due to their karma, due to the karma the person has gathered. The person exists due to your projection and due to his or her karma. When I appear to you, when Lhasa appears to you, there is appearance of Lhasa due to the awakening of your predisposition, okay? Your predisposition is unique to you. And due to that unique individually based predisposition, this Lhasa appears to you. The appearance of Lhasa
Due to your predisposition, it just localized. It only appears to you. It never appears to any other people. If other people see me, it is due to their unique. So what you see due to the unique predisposition, due to your unique predisposition, can never appear to other people, except to the Buddha. The Buddha omniscient, so the Buddha would know. And then at the same time, when I suffer, it's not because of awakening of your predisposition. As I said before, I, or the Lord Sang as a person, also exists due to the cause of his own karma. Depending on the karma he or she, depending on the karma he has gathered, he will suffer or he will, you know. So that is okay, still feasible. Despite the fact that I appear to you, I could still suffer. Why? Because I have my own predisposition.
But that's looking at one of the lower schools, and
the mind only school.
If we take it to the Prasangika school, then we'll see that everything is just a projection of our mind, therefore nothing exists.
Mm-hmm.
However, we're just talking to each other now.
Thank you, Shila Astrava. So, yes, it is difficult. He should advise, he's glad that you have come up with this. And it is really difficult. If everything is a construct of mind, why here? This the Prasangika Madhyamika says, Chotamja is all dharma, all phenomena. Minjang takit means just nominally included. Okay? By construct, by the naming constructs. Everything is mere construct of the concept or the idea. And yet, if everything is mere concept of mind, how come we talk? Talking exists. And Geshe-la says, for us to posit thing to exist, okay, nominally, for a thing to exist nominally in a valid way, it needs to meet three criteria. Number one, that thing that you want to posit, must exist That thing that you want to posit must not be harmed, must not be undermined by different departments, by the world's convention. Number two,
that thing that you want to posit must not be negated detrimentally by another different panya, means by another nominal labeling, nominal labeling. And thirdly, it must not be affected by Dungam Chuchi, means it must not be affected by ultimate analysis, or I should say that again, ultimate searching analysis, the ultimate searching analysis. Only if a thing that you want to posit to exist merely nominally is free of these three criteria, then it exists nominally. So, for example, there's a man called Tashi. Okay? There's a man called Nancy. There's a person called Nancy. There's a person called Tashi. Before you were called Nancy, you were not Nancy. And if Tashi is Tashi, you know, without being labeled, then the moment Tashi was born, in the first moment, the moment Tashi came out of the birth canal crying, then people say, wait, come here, Tashi has been born. Nobody says that. In the moment a child is born, which is labeled later on Tashi, if Tashi were Tashi, but didn't of, okay, in an inherent way, then we would claim that Tashi was born, but we never said that. A nameless child is born. So if things were not merely labeled, as you were saying, okay, if things are only constructed with mind, how come we are talking? Okay, when we talk, conversation, dialogue, when a dialogue, there is a speaker and a listener. And who is the speaker? Can there be a speaker independent of a listener? Can there be a listener independent of a speaker? Where is the speaker? Which part of them? Is the speaker their mind or body? Is the listener their body and mind? Neither body and mind is the listener nor speaker. Then if neither the body or mind of the speaker and listener is the speaker or listener, does it mean that we can't have speaker or listener? We still say we are speaking and talking, we are speaking and listening, and that is just constant. Yes. That be enough for that explanation. For example, you know, you feel you are there, I feel I'm here, and so then, you know, where is Nancy? Where is Pasa, for example? But yet, you know, we have to posit. Otherwise, okay, so we have to posit Nancy. Where is Nancy? In the body, on the mind? Okay, which part of the body is Nancy? Which part of the mind is Nancy? If body is mind, then the mind, we have only one Nancy, remember? We have got only one Nancy. We don't have two. And if body is mind, mind ceases to be Nancy. If Nancy, mind is Nancy, body ceases to be Nancy. And then where is Nancy? When you look, you know, then Nancy disappears. Doesn't mean there's no Nancy. And yet we have to posit. And it can only be posited if Nancy, if you as a person are labeled. That's the only other way. There is no other way a thing can exist. Anyway, that's what Krishna says.
Mm.
Okay, thank you very much for this.
Jai 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 Jai